Someone, is there people in the waiting room still, Olga?
No, May, you're good to go.
Okay, all right. So the first thing I'm going to address is the anti-Asian violence. I know it's like on everybody's mind, and I didn't come out with anything immediately like I did with the Black Lives Matter when that happened. The reason being was that I had to grieve. The news was really painful, but there wasn't anything appropriate and child-friendly. Like, the minute it happened, I started Googling with the Black Lives Matter, that piece of literature, that book was like spot on. And it was really a way for us to like guide the conversation with the children in a very safe manner. There was nothing available about anti-Asian violence. So I didn't want to just blindly start a conversation and traumatize the children. So you have to understand that.
All right, May, do you need me to translate?
Oopsie, yeah, I forgot. I'm so sorry. Go for it.
All right, 校长说呢，他欢迎大家今天参加这个会议，他希望这个会议呢是非常的短暂，不需要就是说用大家太多的时间，因为呢我们呢很快呢又会有另外一个市政厅会议呢，是我们会邀请地区的警局呢来跟我们详谈的。还有呢，校长说呢，他为什么没有呢就是知道这个亚桑暴力事件发生的时候呢，他没有即刻。 就是说，在我们学校的APP那里呢，发言呢，是因为呢，他需要时间呢，去就是说，就是在那个大屠杀里面呢，他要去调哀，而且呢，他就是经过悲伤，然后而且呢，也没有很多那些有关于小朋友的那个文书呢，来就是让小姐小朋友理解这个事情。可是呢，我们现在找到一本文书，那个文书呢，可以清楚的理解跟小朋友解释到这件事件的。
Hi, sorry. I have to mute because my dog's going a little nuts. We decided as a staff to let the children guide the conversation. So you know that we have Myon News. So that many of the teachers put on Myon News and then shut it off and ask them, is there anything else that you've been seeing on the news that you want to talk about? You know, we didn't want to just jump right in. We wanted the children to let us know what they knew and what was happening. We also have this wonderful teacher, Si Ja. She found the text that we shared with you on School Connects. That was written immediately and translated into a lot of languages. So we shared it with the other principals in District 2 because we were all grappling on how do you have this conversation when there's nothing out there that's child friendly. Uh-oh, my dogs just escaped. They went up to the second floor. Anyhow, that's how we started. For the upper grades, we really like talked about the facts. We talked about how they can stay safe. For the lower grades, it was definitely more tame. I think, well, in many cases, the teachers shared the book with them. I was also asked by a parent why I won't say that it's anti-Asian violence. I want you to know that personally, definitely it's anti-Asian violence, but as a leader of a school with non-Asian and Asian children, it's more about the violence. Because if I send my children out, meaning the students of PS 42, if your child's non-Asian, there could be 5 non-Asians in the class and 10 Asians. What if someone targets the class because there's so many Asians, right? So I'm putting at risk everybody. So I don't see it as just anti-Asian. You know, as a principal, I see it as how do I keep everybody safe in the building? Does that make sense? Okay, Huiling, I'm gonna let you explain that because that's a little difficult.
Okay, 校长刚刚说呢，其实呢，我们学校呢，老师呢就会呢。 跟学生讨论，然后呢，我们就会呢，就是跟学生一起讨论这个题材。然后我们学校呢也有购买一个新闻，它叫做 Myon News， 里面呢他们有写有关于这些亚桑的暴力的情况的。 然后呢，老师会边放边停，然后呢，在停的时候呢，他们会问小朋友他们感觉怎么样啊？跟目前你们在新闻上看到的东西呢，有什么样的感觉，或者是你觉得怎么样？然后我们有一个非常好的老师，CJR， 他呢找到一本书，然后这个作者呢，因为经过呢这些事情所发生的事情呢，然后呢，他马上就写了一本呢适合小朋友阅读的书，然后呢，每一个那个第二学区的那个校长们呢，他们都用这本书呢，因为我们之前发生的时候都很困惑，因为我们找不到对，就是说小朋友可以读的那些书来教他们这一些在社会上面的问题，然后呢所以这本书呢有很大的帮助，然后高年级的学生呢，老师会跟他们详谈有关于在里面就是说这些事情发生的真实性哦，而且里面所发生的那些资料，然后呢也会教他们怎么样呢在这个环境里面呢去保全他们的安全的。低年级的那些小朋友呢，老师会呢通过这本书呢来跟他们细谈一些有关于里面的细节。然后呢，有些家长会问校长说，为什么呢？你不会去专注，或者是说跟其他人或其他的那个家长、学生分享说，其实这些事件呢是反亚商，就是暴力的。OK， 就是亚商的暴力。为什么你不专注的要说是亚商暴力？然后校长说呢，因为呢，他说你们虽然是对的，可是至于他是学校的领导人，他是我们的校长，而且我们的教室里面呢，虽然是有很多亚商的学生，但是我们也有很多其他不同种族的学生在里面读书的，所以他不是只是看小朋友呢不同的种族，他是看所有的小朋友，去看所有的小朋友的安全，我们要保障所有的小朋友的安全，所以我们必须要让他知道就是在外面发生的什么事情，不单单只是因为我们的亚商的那些学生，所有的小朋友都应该要知道这件事情。
Okay, so I hope you understand like my point of view. I shared, like,I'm really concerned about the safety of all our children, especially when it comes to the school environment. We are arranging with the 7th precinct to have a town hall, and we're hoping that it can happen this week. It's not going to be at the best time. They're aiming for 3:00 Thursday if it works out, but we want to invite you and your family on. Like, it was not an adult only town hall. They're really like, they are aware that children will be a part of this town hall. I want the families of PS42 and the children to know that we have the support of the 7th precinct. And I think it's very important that they see the faces that are here to support them. It will happen. We will let everybody know, like, it will be last minute because they're trying to make the arrangements. We want an Asian officer, to be able to speak to some, like, the families, but it's really for all of you to know that they are there. Many of us live in the area where, you know, we are under the 7th precinct, and if not the 7th, the 5th. I'm under the 5th because I'm on the other side of Allen Street. If you're on the other side by PS42, you're under the 7th precinct. They have been really wonderful this year with providing us with support. I've called them multiple times for incidences where our barricades keep being stolen. You know, the barricades that we blocked the street off for dismissal and arrival? Every weekend, someone would steal the barricade. Their solution was finally to put a metal one because it's too heavy to run away with. We have a place, 36 Ludlow, and I think it's a store that sells high value goods to rap stars. They smoke pot regularly outside, and I call the police officers each time. And I told the police officers, my first grades don't need to be stoned. Like, if I can smell it, they can smell it, right? They shouldn't hear foul language. And they've been very receptive, and 36 Ludlow, whatever they used to do outside, they do inside now, which is fine by me. So they've been very, very supportive. We're hoping to arrange that. We're also going to tell all the after schools that our children attend, Victoria's Voices, University, Grand Street Settlement on Exit Street, and CBC to let the children log on their devices. So you don't have to worry if your child goes to after school. We're going to ask the after schools to let them log on so they can meet the police officers. I mean, these are the police officers that I plan to call if we send children to the park, because our safe place area is Seward Park by the basketball courts. That's reserved for us. You know, we're going to call them for support. We have great school safety officers, and they're affiliated with the team at Seward Park High School. So, you know, if we go out, they will be notified. You know, so please rest assured, like, we're going to be as safe as possible. We're not going to go far. But we're going to, you know, it's the time of year we do neighborhood walks, and we want to take advantage of the accessibility of the park. Huiling, your turn. I remember
okay.
this
now. All right, 校长说呢，他个人的意见呢，就是说呢。必须要让所有的小朋友是所有的小朋友的安全呢，他是首先考量的。OK， 然后呢，我们现在呢，即将呢，现在呢，就是在跟第七分局、第七警局呢，我们现在想看看他们可不可以跟我们联合起来呢，就是有一个市政厅会议。然后呢，他是就是非常非常的就是快，然后是这个星期四。很大可能是下午3点钟，然后我们希望呢是小朋友跟家长呢是同时参加的，这样子呢我们要这样子呢那些就是第七警局的那些警察呢，他们可以就是说看一看有一些哪些小朋友啊，哪些家长是他们需要，就他们出去巡逻的时候呢，他们需要关注多一点关注的。然后呢就是说他们会邀请一个就是亚桑的警察来跟你们讲，就是让你们知道呢，就是最近发生的怎么样事情，而且呢怎么样去保护你自己的。然后呢校长呢他住的那个地方呢是跟第五分局很相似，所以任何事情他呢都必须要去打电话找第五分局。可是如果你是住在42小学附近的话呢，你们的警局是第七分局的，然后那个第七分局的警察呢，他们今年呢就是现在呢就是非常非常的支持我们，也非常非常的帮助我们。然后呢好像是我们呢每天早上上学的时候呢，不是有把街给关掉吗？然后那些用那些关掉的那些柱子呢，对不对？很多时呢都被人家偷走了。然后呢，他们现在呢，就是拿一个铁的来放在我们那里，让我们可以去把那个街关掉，让小朋友可以安全的上学。然后呢，就是说呢，这一个市政厅会议发生的时候呢，如果你的小朋友去补习班的话，没有关系，我们呢会通知补习班，然后我们会要求补习班的那些老师呢去。教他们呢，叫那些小朋友呢，在那个时候呢，登录上去我们的那个市政厅会议，这样子他们也可以就是说知道呢，在某些情况应该做什么样的反应，来保障自己的安全的。OK， 还有呢，就是我们呢，小朋友呢，如果要出去，Seward Park 那里呢，我们指定的地方让他们去做一做活动呢，就是那个打篮球的那个地方。那打篮球的地方呢，每当我们出去的时候呢，我们都会打电话给第七分局，然后第七分局呢，他们就会呢，叫一些警卫员、警察去那边巡逻，然后去保障我们的安全。所以呢，我们想让你就是安心说，如果我们真的有出去的话呢，我们会联系第七分局，他们会尽量保障你的小朋友跟我们的安全的。
Okay. I want to thank you for your patience as we navigate this news. Like, it's a lot of violence with the Colorado shooting. We'll do our best to make your child know that, you know, we're safe. We're in a safe environment. But if at any point you're uncomfortable with us being discussed or something that's shared with you, with your child, like, let us know. You know, you have every right to know what we say in the classroom and what we're sharing with your child, okay?
Can I say that first before you
move? Oh yeah, okay, sorry, yeah.
然后因为最近呢有很多的暴力事件 ，OK， 好像 Colorado 又有一间就是说枪击 ，OK， 然后呢，我们知道呢这些事情呢，对于很多家长来讲呢是觉得就是说不太好的事情，也不想让你的小朋友知道很多，而且如果你觉得你就是这个情况让你觉得很
不开心啊，或者是任何的不好的那个感觉的话呢，你呢都可以跟我们讲，然后你可以呢问我们，然后我们在学校里面呢跟你的小朋友详谈到底是哪一些题材题目的。
Okay, you know, we're living in a time where people feel free to be honest, but in a really brutal way. Most recently, there was an incident, I just saw it on Essex Street Market, where a woman confronted somebody at the bagel place, Davidish. I see Luke's mommy nodding their head. I don't know if I'm slow on the uptick and I just saw it, but it's...
Today too. I just saw it today also.
Right. Like it wasn't against an Asian. It was against a young Black server. It's really horrible, but you know, at any point, like you want us to talk about certain topic, just let us know. And if at any point, like you feel that we're oversharing, you let us know. You know your child the best, but we really try to let the child guide our conversation. You know, we try to keep it as child friendly as possible. I don't want our children to go out and be scared to be out in the world. I want them to know that, you know, when they go outside, they have to be smart. They have to safeguard their being, but that there's people around to really support them. You know, so, you know, feel free to like connect with me, with the teacher. We are open to all suggestions. If you have feedback to give us, you know, we won't see it as criticism. We would just see it as, you know what, you know your child the best. You know, we will take no offense. On my last note about the violence, it will be ongoing. I mean, every time I click on, I read two newspapers that gives me two points of view. I read the New York Times every day, and then I read the New York Post, right? And it is ongoing, the anti-Asian violence, the violence, the cholera. Like, as much as we want to protect our children, they're going to see it. You know, so on the last note, I want you all to be safe. So I'm going to end my conversation with this. Do you know?
Can I translate that?
Oh, I'm so sorry, because the last line I'm going to say is very important. Okay.
All right, do you want to finish your last line before I translate?
That needs his own translation.
Okay. All right, 然后校长说呢，因为我们在一个就是自由的国家里面呢，有时候呢，我们觉得自由呢，对不对？就是说是就是告诉人家真实的东西，然后呢，就是有时候呢，真实的事情呢，就是诚实啊，也会是变成好像很野蛮一样。因为呢，今天呢，在报纸上有登一个有关于是在我们学校的附近呢，有一个就是专门卖那个 bagel 的店，然后那里面呢，他们说一些不好的语言呢，对一个就是好像那个黑一个年轻的黑人的那个就是服务员，然后呢他们说那些东西呢就是不太文雅也不太好的，然后呢我们就是如果你觉得呢是我们有某些题材我们是需要呢是就是跟你的小朋友说，或者是某些题材你觉得我们说了太多的话呢，你都可以跟我们讲的。然后我们每次讲有关于这些不同的题材的时候呢，我们都会就是拿学生来就是说我们所有的那些就是讨论呢，都会是小朋友他们可以参与的，就我们就不会就是让他们就是不知道发生什么事情。因为呢我们觉得呢在这个世界上里面发生的事情他们都应该知道，他们也应该知道怎么样去思考这一些问题，然后呢这样子他们就不会害怕。然后呢我们希望呢你们可以呢有任何的提议的话，你们可以跟我们讲，然后也可以反馈，就是说我们所教的那些题材，我们不会觉得说好像是说哦你觉得我们教的不好，不会的，我们会觉得你们是给我们反馈，我们会拿这些反馈呢会去改进的。然后呢有关于暴力呢，我们觉得呢是不断的会发生。OK, 所以校长说呢就是我们希望所有的人呢都可以注意安全，安全第一。
OK, so I've shared these safety tips before, and I how my children, I want you to tell your children, number one, when you're on the train, stand by the wall. Don't touch the wall because it's so dirty, you'll get sick. But stand by the wall, wait for the train to roll in before you walk over to get in, no matter how crowded, right? Common sense. It's so dangerous now. Number two, if they feel like they're not safe, or if you feel like you're not safe, scream at the top of your lungs. Who cares, right? I would do that in a blink of an eye. I would scream, and I have a cafeteria voice. The most I could do is apologize if it's a mistake, but trust your gut. If you don't feel safe, you're not safe. I'm quite old now, and I've learned that every time I didn't feel safe, I felt it in my gut immediately. And trust your gut, scream. Tell your children if they don't feel safe, they have every right to scream at the park, anywhere. It's okay. Use your voice. Tell them to use their voice. Last piece of very important news. You know, you can order mace on Target online and pick it up, and it's legal. Really. You can order mace online at Target and pick it up at Target. And I would never give this advice except that we are living in an environment that's not quite safe. You know, so horrible news, right? But I do want to share that with you because someone shared that with me and I don't think I'm going to go that route. I walk with my keys in my hands. My children have taken to picking me up from PS42. Because they feel Orchard Street's a little too deserted because that's the street I like to walk. It feels like home. But really, be safe. I'm not done yet, but this is my safe talk. Then I want to go on to other things. Huiling?
OK, 那现在呢校长会给你有关于一些安全的意思。OK, 第一，如果你要去乘地铁，你要去坐地铁呢，千万请你们站在墙的旁边，不要靠墙，站在墙的旁边。然后等那个火车进来那个站里面的时候呢，让火车完全进来了以后再走向火车，不要说火车还没有进来的时候就跑过去等。 OK, 安全意识。第三呢，如果你感觉到任何时候你觉得不安全，大声的叫 ，OK， 不管，就是说你之后对不对？不管你有没有危险，可是每当你觉得对不对，你的生命受危险的时候，大叫对不对？因为呢，你好，就是你，如果你大叫的时候，你就会拿到其他人就会看你了，对不对？然后呢，他们看你的时候呢，相较于想，就是说任何人想做任何事情呢，他们都会迟疑一下的 ，OK。所以你大叫的时候呢，对不对？就会保障你的安全。以后如果是不是这个情况的话，没有关系，你最后只要说一声，只要道歉就好了。可是永远相信你的直觉。如果你觉得不安全的话呢，大多数的时候呢，就是不安全的。OK, 而且用你的声音大声的响叫，让所有的人都知道这件事情即将要发生在你的身上。OK, 这样子呢，其他人就会看来帮助你的。OK, 你可以去 Target 去买那些那个防狼器 ，Yeah, that's mace 防狼器。你买防狼器 ，Target 呢里面现在有卖防狼器的，而且呢你呢是可以在你的手提袋里面呢、啊，或者是你包包里面呢去有持续一个防狼器，就是你每当你觉得有危险的时候呢，拿出来喷一喷人家，你就可以走了。OK。然后呢校长说呢，因为他住的那个地址呢，有时候在 Orchard 街呢，校长平常都很喜欢散步回家的，但是呢现在那个地方不太安全，所以他的小朋友呢，他自己的孩子就轮流过来来学校接他，跟他一起走回家。所以呢这些安全的意思是给校长给你们呢，让你们可以保障自己的安全的。
OK, Carla, thank you so much for your comment. We will continue to share resources with you once we find it. Like if we use it in the class and we think it is something you can use at home, we will definitely post all resources. We do want you in the loop with what we're doing so that, you know, there's continuity from home and school. Hui Ling?
OK, 然后这个家长说呢，谢谢校长跟我们学校呢，找这么多不同的方法 来跟小朋友沟通有关于现在在世界上发生的这些事情。然后呢，他想说如果我们可以的话呢，可不可以跟家长分享我们所有的，就是说我们的资讯啊，我们的材料啊，然后呢，这样子呢，家长你们也可以在家里呢，可以继续的跟你的小朋友可以细谈这一些题材的。然后呢，校长说呢，我们会跟你们就是家长们呢去分享所有的有关于我们说我们所用的材料跟那些题材的那些资料我们都会跟你分享的。
OK, I'm going to move on to the opt-in from remote to in-house to blended. Sorry, it's like so confusing at this point. De Blasio has said there will be another opt-in period to come back in if you're remote. We don't have much information except that I know that now it's 3 feet instead of 6 feet. What was really fortunate was we did spend $15,000 to buy new tables for kindergarten classes. And whereas we used to favor the big desk so they could collaborate, we've actually moved them out of the classroom and put individual desks that we can put together in different like configurations once we're allowed to be close to each other. So the smaller desks will allow us to add more tables 3 feet apart. The dilemma is, so in a classroom, if I am allowed to have 10 heartbeats in there, that means 10 human bodies, right? I could double it to 20 now because instead of 6 feet, it's 3 feet, right? For my new students and my new families, you haven't seen our classrooms. We have fairly large classrooms, but they're not that big. So if we do 3 feet apart, we still can't fit 20 students in. Because you can imagine 3 feet apart is still pretty far for individual desks. If we have a huge influx of people opting in, I want the families to be prepared that we might have to split the child up in different classrooms so they'll have a new teacher. And that's like, I have no choice. So let's say I have 25 students that want to opt in one class. I cannot fit 25 students into that room. We will have to do some shuffling and we'll have to get another teacher. This is just a reality. Right now, currently, we have fifth grade 5 days a week and pre-K 5 days a week because enough families remain remote that the ones who want to come in can fit into the classroom without going over the heartbeats allowed. So once we have an influx, pre-K and fifth might not be 5 days anymore. Then we have to switch to a blended model. Like there's a lot of things to think about, you know, but we will support whatever you want and we will do our best to make it work. So if you want to opt in, we are going to post, actually, we're not going to post the Google form for that, are we? We're just going to wait for the form from the DOE, right? Or we are going to post the form tomorrow. If you want to opt in so that we can figure out the classrooms. It is like really hell to have to measure those tables. We also like the entire district to transition to big tables because we're so project-based. But we'll figure it out. Like if you choose to opt in, whatever you fill out in that Google form is not the formal form. The DOE released a form. We just want some ideas so we can figure out how to scavenge for individual desks for my upper grades. Hui Ling, your turn. Sorry.
Wait, so I have a question. So yeah. the form is PS42 or it's DOE?
No, it'll be our informal form so we can start planning. And once the DOE releases it, then they'll, no? Olga, talk, please.
Oh, sorry. It'll be the learning. Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm sorry. It'll be DOE's learning preference, same form, but we'll share it over and over on School Connect.
So don't worry.
Please shoot us a message if there are questions. We're just waiting for it from DOE, but it's supposed to be available tomorrow.
Okay, so, and if you have any questions, just like School Connects us, we're on it all day, all night. But, you know, really, do not sit on a question, just ask us. And if we don't know, we'll find out. Hui Ling.
Okay, 校长现在所说的呢，就是现在教育局又重开了，如果你想回来上学的话呢，对不对？现在呢，他们可以让你选择回来上学了 ，OK。然后呢，就是说，如果你现在是100%的远程学习的话呢，学生的话呢，你现在可以呢通过那个表格呢是选择回来上学的。然后呢，现在呢你也知道那个。他们现在把规律改了，不是六次了，现在变成三次了。然后呢，我们学校呢已经花了1500块呢去买了新的桌子呢，这样子那些小的桌子呢可以呢去按照那个新的规律呢来让小朋友进来的。OK， 然后呢所以呢我们知道呢每一个教室呢就是如果有一个教室呢是可以容纳十个就是心跳的话呢。对不对？然后呢，如果是六次改成三次呢，是不是代表说可以20个小朋友回来上学？然后校长说呢，我们的教室呢虽然很大，可是呢也不是太大的，而且呢我们的教室呢也容纳不了20个小朋友同一时间上来。 OK， 所以呢如果呢同一时间进去那个教室里面，如果呢有一个很大的就是很多人选择回来上学的话呢，你的小朋友呢有可能呢会去分配去另外一个教室，有另外一个老师教他们，因为我们必须要按照那个教育局的规矩来每个小朋友来保障每个小朋友的安全的。OK， 然后我们现在呢是5年级有上5天，跟学前班有上5天。但是呢，如果我们有很多学生选择回来上学的话呢，有可能学前班跟5年级呢，不可以上5天了，我们就必须要回去，好像那个 A 组、B 组的那个时间表。OK， 教育局呢，他们有你们以前填过的那个表格，可以让你选择回来上学的。OK， 那个表格呢是明天呢，对不对？会就是发放出来给所有的人去填这个表格，如果你想回来上学的话 OK。 然后呢就是说如果你有任何的问题呢，就是不要就是说担心，你随时都可以提问。
OK， so Marina thank you so much. We're trying our best to do the right thing by the children. I'm going to go through some questions nowthat's been posted, some privately to Ms. Lipsky, but I'm going to respond because they're a really good question. Question number one, is rule still 2 positives and classroom school closure? The rule is if we have 2 positives that are not related, so let's say there's a positive in the kindergarten, a positive in the 4th grade. Yes, so far the union is insisting that we close the school for 10 days. Yes, I don't know what else to say about that. I'm definitely not a fan of it. I know they're trying to keep us safe, but 10 days is a really long time to be closed. And I think they do it so that because it's unrelated, they don't know how far it has gone. So they want everybody to quarantine. So when you return, it would have been the quarantine period of, you know, being contagious. So yes, Hui Ling, can you translate that?
Okay.
Wait, let me just finish. Question number two is...
No, you need to let... Because I don't see the questions, May.
Okay, sorry.
Because if you don't say the questions, I wouldn't know what the question is. I don't see the questions.
Okay, so do you know the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
The rule, right? I wrote it down.
Okay.
OK， 校长说有一个家长呢，他提了一个问题，说我们的规律呢还是不是2个反阳性的新型冠状病毒，就是无关的病毒呢，会影响到我们10天的关闭。然后呢，校长说没有错，这个是正确的。然后呢，因为呢，我们的工会，不管是老师的还是校长的工会呢，他们呢就是说，就是说，因为这2个是无关的，没有任何的连接，所以呢，只要居家隔离10天以后呢，对不对？关闭10天以后呢，所有的那个病毒都应该会不会再有了。
Okay, the question number two is: Are we still testing for COVID every week? Every week, every week we'll get tested. All of us will have huge nostrils. It happens every week.
OK, 这个家长问呢，是不是每个星期呢，我们每个星期我们都会有那个新型冠状病毒的检验。
First grade and up, not kindergarten. Sorry.
OK.
They will retain their nostril size.
OK.然后就是说会有这个就是随机的新型冠状病毒检验，然后这个呢是有的，可是呢是一年级到五年级的小朋友呢才会每个星期呢都会有这一个检验的。
Okay, so Fran and Harper, will students who have been in person from September have a high chance of having a different teacher if a lot of students opted? K parent, yeah, I know who you are.Yes, we will try to keep the students that have been in with the same teacher with the same teacher. We will move them if we get desperate because it's really hard to hire good subs now too. Because when we hire a sub, we're introducing a new body into the building. We've been, I know we've had several closures, but you know, compared to a lot of other schools, our closure, you wouldn't believe it, is considered minimal.In fact, when it happened, they were really surprised. They actually told us, well, it's about time, you know? So we, Hi Ming, we will really do our best to keep the students with the same teacher because there's only a few more months left. The only time we can't do it is if we're really desperate and we're stretched too thin. I hope that, you know, helps. Huiling, your turn.
OK, 这个家长问呢说如果这些学生从九月份的时候就开始回来读书的时候对不对然后呢他们如果有很多小朋友进来选择回来读书的时候呢他们的机会拿一个新的老师呢会不会很高然后校长说呢我们呢会尽我们最大的努力呢是把你现在原先就是在学校里面读书的老师呢是保存那个老师的但是呢我们有时候呢如果真的是太多小朋友没有办法的话呢对不对没有办法的时候我们希望你可以了解说我们必须要做就是说正确的决定所以有时候呢是没有办法我们一定要这个样子做所以我们想请你理解一下
OK can you translate Cody Dong's mommy's question
Okay.
Lily Dong PTA member
All right, so she wants to know, right, is it true that students, right, who are home, like remote students, will not take the state test?
Yep, they do not have to. But I will talk more about testing in a bit. So please tell her, don't worry. Remote students, third, fourth, and fifth grade, your child will not have to take the test unless you want them to. Huiling.
OK, 然后 Cody 的妈妈问呢，是不是在学校的生有周考，在家里的学校，在家里学生的在家里读书的学生就没有周考？校长说呢，我们会讲多一点有关于周考，可是这个答案是没有错。如果你是在家里的话呢，三四五年级呢是不需要考周考的。
OK, Huiling, can you read the next three questions and see if it has to do with testing? Because if it has to do with testing, then...You know, I don't want the parents for the lower grades to stay on.
No, it's not.
Okay.
So then the first question is about, so can the school talk to the students about how to protect themselves to stay safe if they are like in situations, like in danger, when they are in danger?
We will, but we really want to connect with the 7th precinct first. So we're going to...let them guide the talk. And they're trying to figure out how to do it in a really child-friendly way. That's why it's taking so long to arrange this. We're gonna let the police officers talk first with everybody in the 42 community, whoever wants to join in. And then the teachers will take it from there. Okay, if you could share that with the families.
OK, Cody 的妈妈她问呢，学校那边可以跟小朋友讲一下，如果他们遇到危险的时候，他们可以怎么样做吗？然后校长说呢，我们会，但是呢，我们想就是让第七分局的那些第七警局的那些警员，他们跟那些小朋友呢细谈了一下，他们也会教他们怎么样来保护他们自己，如果这些情况呢会发生在他们身上的话。OK, the next one is from 6 feet to 3 feet, will that increase the risk of?getting COVID?
Well, they're saying that it won't. I mean, we have really, every single one of our students, and I mean every single one of our students, have faithfully kept their mask on. And, you know, it's to the point where they're uncomfortable taking it off to eat. So, like everybody has to understand, when you send your child in, we're in a bubble in the school. There's no guarantee whether you're 6 feet or 3 feet that like the child has to go home. But we've been really good about keeping the mask on. Everybody's been keeping to their own stairwell. You know, I think it's going to be scary because the children are now so used to being far apart. If you put them close together, they're going to just tell each other to stay away because that's been the message. Like, remember, 6 feet are far apart. Look at the markers on the floor. Move your table back to the marker. I think the children will be more worried and they'll be reminding each other. I'll be very honest. From pre-K up to fifth grade, our kids are so smart. Huiling.
OK, 然后呢、Cody 的妈妈问，如果三次后呢，危险会增加吗？然后校长说呢，就是说，专家他们告诉我们不会，如果小朋友有戴他们的口罩的话，应该不会的。OK， 然后我们的小朋友呢，被我们训练得非常的好，他们也知道呢，对不对？必须要口罩一直戴在嘴，戴在口上呢，而且呢必须要跟其他小朋友社交距离。然后校长说呢，他说有可能呢，如果我们把六尺变成三尺以后呢，小朋友他们呢以前就是被我们训练的非常好，直到六尺他会跟其他小朋友讲呢，说你必须要跟我离开六尺，然后如果他们的桌子太靠近的时候呢，他们有可能会把桌子拉开一点，所以呢小孩子呢他们有可能会比较害怕一点，是因为我们在学校呢有经常的训练他一定要保持社交距离啊，而且要戴口罩，所以呢我们想说安全方面呢你们应该不需要担心了，因为这些小朋友呢他们所有的小朋友都很聪明，他们应该知道怎么样做的。
Okay.
Okay, the next question, she wants to know if a person is tested positive, right? So for them to return to school, do they need to get another COVID test and wait until the result comes back before they can return to school? Is that true?
Yep. Contact tracing handles all that.Yes.
Okay. A1 的妈妈，就是说，校长说你那个问题呢，是说被确诊的人员返回学校时呢，是做了测验并有结果以后才可以回学校，是吗？答案是没有错，因为呢，那个纽约的追踪跟追踪，追踪。
I'm gonna stop you. Olga just corrected me. They don't have to test. They have to be symptom free. But so far, every single one of our families that had issues with testing has been, they went on themselves to test and they brought in documentation.
Okay, so do they need to
no,
wait
they
until the result?
Symptom free. They have to be symptom,
just symptom free.
Yeah,
okay,
but the thing is, every single family that has issues with positive testing has gone for testing, at least in PS42. And we know that for a fact.
Okay, 校子背的妈妈不好意思，就是说校长刚刚说呢 ，Miss Lipsky 呢，他说如果呢你是没有任何的症状呢，对不对？你是可以回来上学的。但是我们学校里面呢，我们的家长很好，如果他们确诊了以后呢，他们通常都会去做检验，检验以后呢，他们的报告出来，他们才回来上学的。但是呢，只要你是没有任何的症状，你就可以回来上学了。你居家隔离了以后。
Okay.
就可以回来上学了。
So am I good with questions about everything else?
So then Judy, right, wants to know, is it possible, right, that according to the amount of students coming back to school, right, if a class does not have as many students to keep the 6 feet instead of changing it to 3 feet?
So here's what we're going to do. Everything has to be switched for 3 feet because we're going to be inspected. But if the room, if a lot of families decide to stay out and there's room, they can stay 6 feet apart. They'll have a table in between. Does that make sense? Okay.
Okay. 然后呢Judy 的妈妈你好，就是说呢这个家长问呢说能不能按照返回学校的人数来看，然后选择六尺或者是三尺的距离，如果一个教室里面的学生还是不够的话，能不能保持六尺的距离？然后校长说呢，每一个教室在教育局呢，从现在开始呢，因为他们改变了新的规律，要变成三尺，所以所有的桌子都会是三尺分开三尺的，但是如果一个教室里面呢，如果一个教室里面学生没有那么多的话呢，我们中间可以隔一个空的位置，这样子他们看起来呢还是六尺， 分开六次。
Okay. What about the next one?
I know, I'm trying to read it. Okay. Sorry.
By the way, thank you everyone. Like, your questions really helped me plan. Because you're bringing up things that I really didn't think about.
Oh, so she also has a suggestion, right? So come September, right? When students all return back to school, she wants to know, is it possible for students to have this year's teacher so that they have someone familiar in the classroom?
No. Right now, we don't know what September looks like. We don't loop teachers, but they would be okay. We won't loop the teachers, we will loop the friends.
Okay, so Judy 的妈妈你好，校长说呢，这个建议呢，我们不可以就是说用这个建议，因为呢，我们的老师呢，他们通常呢都不会跟上去上就是跟学生上去上一个年级的。Okay,
you know, also like the teacher's plan for the new year.Once they know their grade, so it wouldn't be right, like, you know, for a first grade teacher to suddenly relearn a second grade curriculum, you know. So no, we don't loop. So I'm gonna talk about testing. So if you don't have a child in third, fourth, and fifth grade and you want to run off and enjoy your evening, like, I would say goodbye. The rest of the time I'm gonna talk about details for testing. Hui Ling, if you could share that with everybody.
Okay, 校长说呢，我们现在呢会讲有关于周考，所以如果你呢没有高年级的小朋友的话呢，你们现在呢就可以退出这个会议了，因为呢我们现在呢会集中我们的精神思考周考的，所以你们可以去做你们应该要做的事情了。谢谢你们参加。
Okay, thank you so much. For wishing me well and for your thank yous. I really do appreciate it. You know, once again, like, if you have any thoughts or any concerns, just reach out to us. I'm saying goodbye to my lower grade families. I'm gonna work on the upper grades. Testing, okay. So whoever's here, I'm assuming you have a child that has to take a test. So right now, they want students in-house to be tested, but it will not count. Hui Ling, that's like really important.
Okay, 然后校长说呢，所有还在这里这个会议上面的家长呢，他觉得呢，你们有一个小朋友呢，在三四或者是五年级的。Okay, 那按照州的那个规律呢，就是每一个上学在学校读书的小朋友呢，将会考周考，但是这一个周考会不算数。
Okay, hold on one second. So, right now we do know for the state test and the math test, they will only take part one, which is multiple choice.
Okay, 然后呢，我们知道目前知道的资讯呢，就是如果他们就是考周考，不管是英文还是数学呢，他们都只有一天，就是考选择题的那一天。
Okay, for my remote families, if your child wants to take the test, I think there'll be a form for you to fill out, and we will have to schedule for when your child comes in to take the test. It will be really difficult to schedule for everybody at this point because we do have a lot of accommodations, but we will make it work.
Okay, 就是说百分之百的远程学习的家长 ，Okay， 如果你想要你的小朋友呢是进来考周考的话呢，我们会有一个表格呢让你填的。然后你填了表格以后呢，我们会就是安排时间让你的小朋友进来学校考周考。
Okay, so fourth graders will have to take the science test, but only the written portion. I know, Miss Brady, not the performance part. Hui Ling.
OK， 四年级的学生呢将会考一个科学的测验，周测验，然后呢他们呢只需要呢去就是考那个写作的部分，不需要做任何的实验。
OK， so don't worry, we're preparing your child for the exam, whether they're going to take it or not, because preparing from the exam really gives them good test taking skills.And we're building on reading strategies and math strategies.
OK. 然后呢，校长说呢，我们呢，就是说现在在准备小朋友呢，是专门考这些试的。所以呢，而且这些试呢，有教他们怎么样去考试，有教他们一些方法呢，去怎么样去在考试期间呢，可以考好一点的分数啊。就是还有呢，就是就是看看他们就是教他们怎么样去考试咯，用什么方法，不同的方法可以帮他们就是提高他们考试的成绩。
For my fourth grade families. Ethan, okay, I'll answer that later. For my fourth grade families, do not worry. The middle schools next year will not be looking at the exams.
OK， 校长说呢，四年级的家长们不需要担心，明年呢去报中学的时期呢，中学的那些学校呢，他们不会看他们四年级的周考。
OK， Ethan， if you're out of state, you can't come in to take the test. Don't worry.
OK， 这个小朋友问呢，如果他们不在纽约市的话呢，怎么办？然后呢，校长说呢，如果你不在纽约市，就不在纽约市了，没有关系，不需要担心。
Okay, so now I'm going to be super honest with you. Fifth grade, it won't count, don't worry. Is that what you're asking, Cody and Lily? Third, fourth, and fifth grade. What about
fifth grade? Does fifth grade students are taking the state test too or no?
Yes, they are. They are, sorry. Third, fourth, and fifth. So here is what I'm going to be very different from every year.I don't encourage my families to opt out because their child's going to be stressed. Because the reality, when you go to middle school, they test you on everything. Mm-hmm. You get an entrance ticket when you go into the room. That's like a mini quiz. You get an exit ticket like a mini quiz. You get midterms, you get finals. So I always tell the families, your child has to practice taking a test. It's the fact of life. They have to take the...SHSAT, if you want to go, them to go to a specialized high school, unless they eliminate it. But if they get into high school, they take even more tests. The more they're comfortable, the easier it is. Hui Ling.
Okay, 校长说呢，他想跟你，就是非常的老实跟你们讲，就是说五年级呢，对不对？他虽然不建议，对不对？你呢，就是从回来上学呢，选择去做百分之百的远程学习，他不建议你这个样子做。为什么呢？是因为你上中学的时候呢，会有很多考试 ，OK。然后你进去那个教室的时候呢，你必须要考一个试进去教室。然后呢，你学习了什么东西呢？之后还要考一个试。然后你学完的那一个课程以后呢，还有还要考一个试。所以呢，校长说呢。如果你的小朋友习惯考试的话呢，对不对？对他们来讲呢，帮助会很大。而且呢，他们要考高中的时候，你如果要你的小朋友去考那个特别的高中，考那个 SHSAT 的话呢，他们要习惯考试跟考试的方式，这样子呢，他们才不会害怕，也不会觉得很焦虑啊，就是不知道应该要怎么样做。
Okay, so.The DOE also penalizes the school. For everyone that opts out, I get a zero. But this year, it won't count, which makes me very happy because I will follow our former chancellor, Chancellor Carranza. He encouraged all families to opt out this year. I don't mind saying it. If you want to opt out, I fully support you because I do not believe that anybody should be tested this year. And guess what?It won't hurt you and it won't hurt me. And we will still continue letting them practice good test-taking skills, good strategies, because it will help them next year when we all have to take it. So I want to be very clear. If you want to opt out, I fully support you because it won't count against PS42 and it won't count against you.
Okay, so.
If you want your child to take the test, I fully support you also. But I don't think it's fair that our children get tested this year. It's challenging. So I'll leave it up to you. It has to be a family decision. Okay.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you.
No, don't worry.
Can I translate?
Yes, you interrupt me all the time. Okay.
So sorry. Okay, 校长说的那个呢其实不是转那个100%的远程学习，就是说今年的周考，因为每一年的周考呢，家长呢都可以选择说不让你的小朋友考周考 ，OK？ 然后呢，以前呢是有呢，就是说校长呢他们会被教育局呢就是处罚，就是说每一个学生呢他选择不考周考的时候呢，校长都会拿一个零分。可是今年呢，他不会有任何的惩罚，所以呢，如果就是他不会有任何的惩罚，所以呢，他今年呢建议你，如果你觉得对不对，今年不是一个好的年呢，让你的小朋友去考这个周考呢，你是可以选择不考的 ，OK？ 可是呢，你们家庭呢必须要就是说坐在一起去商量看一看，说你们是不是真的决定要这个样子做。然后校长说呢，他是非常的支持你们。就是说不要让你的小朋友考周考 OK 就是说选择不考周考今年而且今年呢是没有任何的处罚的
OK Can you read me that question in Chinese and after Cody down
OK so Zhang Hao's mom wants to know so does that mean that if there is no state test scores it does not affect middle school
it does not
Okay.
You have to understand the remote family is not being tested. So basically the middle school can't use those scores because they're not going to know who's remote and who's in-house. They only see an application. They will not be using test scores for the upcoming fourth grade going into fifth grade who will be applying for middle school.
Okay. 校长说呢不会有任何的影响，因为呢，你要知道，所有的100%的远程学习学生，他们都不需要考，而且呢，那个中学呢，他们根本就不知道哪一些学生是选择100%的远程学习，或者是进来上学的，所以呢，他们只会有那个表格，然后呢，他们看不到任何的东西，因为呢，他们不会用周考来决定升中学的。
Okay, Jennifer, if you take the test, will the results be documented? Yes, they will, and not for purposes of rating. The Biden administration has said they want to give the test so that they can really address if there has been regression, the growth, the learning growth, is it on pace? So they're using it to just inform their planning. That is what has been shared with the Biden administration, with all of us.It will be documented, everything's documented, but it won't be held against any child. They just need the data to really address the learning gap, if there is one, or if there really isn't one, that's what it is. I'm sure they're gonna look at the demographics in the neighborhood and like why in some schools there's a bigger learning gap, you know, but it won't affect our children.Because this is our Generation C. They've lived through COVID. Hui Ling.
Okay. 然后这个家长问呢，说如果你的小，你决定让你的小朋友考周考的话呢，那他们的结果呢，会不会记录在案的？答案是会被记录在案的。但是呢，因为我们总统他的那个机构呢，他们说这些记录在案的那些就是考试的结果呢，其实不是说拿来就是说看看你的小朋友呢到底呢是排行在几啊？他们其实是想拿来呢，就是知道让他们知道呢。到底呢在今年这个情况发生的时候呢小朋友学习方面呢中间有没有一个很大的就是隔痕呢、啊、
okay.
OK, 所以呢他们就是想拿这些资料呢来去进行他们的规划怎么样去帮助小朋友。
OK, I think what I share with you is all the information I have. What we will do is post the form for third, fourth, and fifth grade, just to ask you if you want your child to take the test or not. because we have to start making arrangements for modifications. So we'll ask you if you can please like fill out that form. Ms. Lipsky will be posting it soon. Or we'll have teachers post it on their feed. We haven't decided yet. But I promise you, the minute I get more information, I will update you on School Connects. And if we have to, we'll have another town hall. Okay? Don't worry. What I share with you is what I know so far.
OK， 校长说呢，我们呢学校呢会就是发一个表格，一个表让你们填，说你们今年会不会参与去考周考。OK，yeah. 我们希望每一个家长呢都可以抽一点时间出来去填这个表格，因为你填了这个表格以后呢，我们好规划到底有多少个学生去考，然后到底多少个学生不考，我们有很多东西都需要规划，但是没有那一片，就是没有那些资料的话呢，我们规划不了。然后呢，我们现在呢跟你分享的所有东西就是校长知道最新的信息，有关于考试，有关于周考。然后呢，如果有任何新的信息的话呢，我们会通过我们学校呢的 APP 呢去发新的信息给你们，让你们知道到底发生什么事情。还有呢，如果呢就是说有很多东西发生的话呢，没有关系，不需要担心，因为校长说呢，如果需要的话呢，我们还是会开另外一个会议来跟所有的家长，让你们知道呢什么事情，就是周考所有的新的资讯。
Okay, don't worry, you have time to think about it, and as I get more information and I share with youYou'll have the time to make a decision. Whatever you decide, we will fully support it and we will make it work. If you want to opt out, I'm all for it this year. If you want to take the test, well, no, you. If you want your child to take the test, I'm all for it also. But this is a good year to be a little lazy, I'll be really honest. No, but no, you know what's best and you know what you want for your child.
OK， 校长说呢，我们那个表格发出去给你的时候呢，你们有几天可以考虑，然后你考虑呢，不管结果是什么呢，校长都是百分之百的尊重你的意愿。所以呢，如果你选择不参加今年的周考，没有关系，今年呢其实是一个非常，校长说呢，他对于他来讲，今年是一个非常好的年呢，可以让你懒惰一下，就是懒惰一点没有关系的。然后呢，如果你要你的小朋友去考周考的话，没有关系，我们也是会支持你的决定的。然后你们会有几天去考虑你们到底要怎么样做，不需要自己的。
Okay, I'm gonna end the meeting now. I will keep you up to date the minute I get more information. Meanwhile, like we talked about a lot of things today, so you know, reflect on it, and if you have any thoughtsJust school connects me or email me.
Okay, 校长说呢，我们如果有更新一步的资讯的话呢，我们会通知你们。而且呢，我们今天呢有谈跟有讲有关于很多的东西。如果你有任何的回馈或者是任何的意见的话呢，或者是任何的东西的话，你都可以呢通过我们学校的 APP 呢跟校长跟副校长联系。
Okay, can you read the last comment?
So then, Zong Hao's mom wants to know if they bomb the state test, will there be any effects?
No, they'll just say, whoa, man, what happened to PS42? No, tell her no, not at all. This is the year where you can bomb, and it's just data.
Okay, so Zong Hao 的妈妈去考周考考不好，会不会有任何影响？校长说呢，不会有任何影响的。为什么呢？是因为他们只是收集这些资料，看看学生呢在远程学习的时候呢，他们怎么样好规划以后怎么样做。Okay?
Okay, thank you for asking the question that's on everybody's mind.
Okay, 那个Zong Hao的妈妈校长说想感谢你呢问这个问题，因为这个问题呢应该在很多人的脑海里面呢想问，可是又不敢问。
OK, Ms. Chen,
谢谢你问这个问题。
Ms. Chen, Ms. Chen, if you go 唔考都可以嘅啫，系嘛？
Yep, absolutely.
考都冇问题。OK,
唔考都得。
Yeah.
Zoe 的妈妈问呢，说可不可以不考？
Yeah, Zoe,
可以不考。今年给你们选择， you. 你可以不考。
Mom,
不考这真的很麻烦的。
Yeah, Zoe's mom said it's so much bother. This would be the year not to take the test. So I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. I would like the PS42 to stay, staff to stay on for a few minutes. But everybody else, please, like, have a good evening. Don't worry. Any questions? Just school connects us or just email us. Like, don't worry.
校长说谢谢你们参加这个会议，这个会议结束了，然后呢如果你有任何的问题呢，请通过我们学校的 APP 来联系我们的校长跟副校长，所以呢不需要担心，一切东西呢我们都会让你知道详细的情况，谢谢你们。
OK, bye everyone.
Thank you, bye.